Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, unable to find Jimmy Olsen, who has been condemned to death by political boss Mike Hickey, returns to the Daily Planet in his guise of Clark Kent and receives an amazing telephone call.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Kent?
Yes, who's calling?
My name is Buddy Davis.
Buddy Davis?
Yes, sir. I'm calling to tell you that somebody in the old riding stable is sending out a Morse code message for you by flashlight.
A message for me?
Uh-huh. It's an SOS.
Great Scott, where is this place?
It's an old riding stable in the alley near our house, on West Oak and 22nd.
West Oak and 22nd. Thanks, Buddy. I'll be in touch with you later.
Now make room for lots of excitement. Yes, gyrocket excitement. Remember recently, Kellogg's Pep offered you a gyrocket, a sensational rocket model that flies and zooms and streaks from your hand. Well, the response was terrific.
In fact, requests still poured in even after the closing date. So we've reopened this offer temporarily.
Right. And now thousands are grabbing this chance to get not just one, but several gyrockets.
Yes, sir. A gyrocket almost half a foot long. The rocket body is long, slim, and streamlined, shaped of gleaming wood, red or yellow or blue, and with a steel propeller that packs maximum power.
With your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
You launch it right from your hand, a flick of your arm, and it streaks off high into the sky, up over the treetop.
Notice, this gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but rugged steel and wood, built to take it for hundreds of launchings.
But this terrific offer is back on the air for a limited time only, so don't miss out. Send for your gyrocket today, right now.
To get your gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman. On the eve of Election Day, Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of Metropolis, knew his machine would be defeated by a reform party headed by editor Perry White, who, as candidate for mayor, had rallied the city's voters behind him. So, in a last-ditch move to save his and his skin, Hickey abducted cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, then had a henchman phone White and tell him Jimmy would be done away with unless the editor broadcast a statement withdrawing at once as candidate for mayor. As we continue now, on the second floor of the riding stable, Mike Hickey puffs at a cigar, a gloating smile lighting up his fat, heavy-jowled face. His companion is Pete Evans, a swarthy, powerfully built young man. On the dirty floor, a portable radio plays softly. Suddenly, Pete jumps out of his chair and hurries toward the room where Jimmy is being held.
Come on, I'll be it. Drop that, Olsen.
Let go of me.
What's the matter, Pete? What's he got there?
A flashlight.
Flashlight?
Yeah. Oh, there. Now, come on, you.
Look at this, Mr. Hickey. A fountain pen flashlight. Olsen got his hands free and was flashing the light through that crack in the window boards.
Why, you dirty little...
Well, don't you touch me, Mr. Hickey. I'm sure somebody saw my signal, and if you do anything to me, you'll get in trouble.
Hey, somebody might have seen it, Mr. Hickey.
Yeah. We gotta get out of here, Pete. Fast.
Sure, but how about Olsen?
We'll leave him here.
What? When he knows who we are and can talk?
He won't talk. Not the way we leave him.
I get it.
No, wait.
Shut up, you. Let him have it, Pete.
No, put that gun away.
So long.
Please, it's Superman.
Hi, what? Jim. Now, my murdering friend.
Now, you...
Let's go. Get him.
Try this besides.
Now. Yippee, one down.
Now, Mr. Hickey, I've got you just where I want you.
No, let me go. You've got nothing on me.
Nothing except a charge of abduction and attempted murder, and abduction is punishable by death in this state.
Wait a minute. Listen, I'll make a deal with you.
Get him.
No one makes deals with me, Hickey.
Stand by for a very important announcement by Perry White.
Wait a minute.
Candidate for mayor on the Reform Party ticket.
He's going to resign. You're too late, Superman.
He's right.
Oh, no. Up with you, Hickey. And your unconscious friend here.
No, let me go.
Now, you, Jim.
You're on the air, Mr. White.
Oh, gosh, hurry, Superman.
Hang on, Jim. Up and away.
And so, fellow citizens, for reasons beyond my control, I find it necessary to withdraw.
Hold it, Mr. White.
Wait, Chief.
Great Caesar, Superman, and Jim.
And look who we brought along.
Mike Hickey.
Now listen, White. We can still get together. I've got a proposition.
Keep talking, Hickey. Let me get the microphone, please, Mr. White.
Why, sure.
Now, this is Superman, ladies and gentlemen. And the voice you hear whining in the background is that of Mike Hickey, whom I just prevented from stealing tomorrow's election and murdering a young reporter named Jim Olson. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, while I tell you the story.
With half the votes counted in today's elections, Perry White and his Reform Party running mates are leading the Hickey Machine candidates by an overwhelming majority. Voters are going to the polls in the greatest turnout in Metropolis history. And everywhere you hear the slogan, "Vote Right with Perry White."
Extra paper! Perry White elected mayor! Reform Party wins in landslide election! Extra Perry White!
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Congratulations, Chief.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Lois, Jim. Thank you, one and all.
Any statement for the press, Mr. Mayor?
Why, yes.
Will I get my pencil?
Victory of the Reform Party proves that the people of Metropolis and of every city, town, and village in America can have an honest government, free of crooked professional politicians, if they'll only take the trouble to see that honest men are nominated and elected at the polls.
You said it, Mr. Mayor.
Say, what about Hickey? What'll happen to him?
He's in jail, Jim, awaiting trial.
Well, how about Bill Henderson, Chief? Mr. Mayor.
Well, my first official act as mayor will be to reinstate Henderson as police inspector, Lois.
Good for you.
That's wonderful.
Come on, gang, all together. For he's a jolly good fellow.
I'll take it, Chief. What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hold it just a second, please. Hey, Lois, Jimmy, everyone, please, wait a minute. Hold it. Thanks. Hello.
Hello. I would like, please, to speak to Mr. Clark Kent.
Well, this is Clark Kent speaking.
Good, good. Mr. Kent, my name is Klein.
Yes?
I own a little candy store on Mulberry Street. And the reason I'm calling you Mr. Kent is because...
Hello? Hello?
Mr. Kent, he just came in my store.
What?
I need help.
Hello? Hello?
What is it?
Hello? Hello? Operator, trace that call if you can. I'll hold on.
Oh, hang up, Kent. Let him call you back.
No, someone's in trouble. I heard a muffled cry over the phone.
Who was calling?
A man named Klein says he owns a candy store.
Lizard, lizards. Pop Klein.
Do you know him, Jimmy?
Do I know him? Why, any kid who ever went to the Mulberry Street school knows Pop Klein. He's one of the swellest old guys you'd ever want to meet. Well, I remember one time...
Do you know where his candy store is?
Well, of course. It's a block from the school.
Lois, tell the operator never mind of that trace. Come on, Jim. We're going down there.
In the midst of celebrating Perry White's tremendous victory, a strange telephone call, suddenly cut off by a cry of pain, puts an end to the gaiety. Perry White doesn't know it, but that call marks the beginning of his first big job as mayor of Metropolis, fighting the most vicious human octopus ever to fasten its tentacles on innocent people. We'll learn all the exciting details in just a moment when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, can you take excitement? Because we're about to dish it out. Kellogg's Pep has reopened your Gyrocket offer because so many thousand requests poured in after the original offer closed. So for a limited time only, you can still get a Gyrocket, a terrific flying rocket model.
Yes, sir, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long that streaks from your hand zooming into the sky up over the treetop.
Your Gyrocket has a slender wooden body in brilliant red or yellow or blue. It's streamlined and sleek.
And a steel propeller at the stern loads the Gyrocket with amazing thrust.
Yet launching's a cinch, because with your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
You hold the launching rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your Gyrocket streaks up high into the sky.
And say, why not pass the thrills around your crowd? Get several Gyrockets, then give them to your friends for Christmas presents.
Correct. Solve your shopping problems right now. Just decide how many Gyrockets you need.
Now, listen carefully. For each Gyrocket you order, today send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. But you've got to act right now. This Gyrocket offer is back on the air for a limited time only.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a Kellogg's Pep box top together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, plus your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the back room of a small candy store on Mulberry Street, an elderly gray-haired man with stooped, work-worn shoulders has been forced into a chair. A huge bull-necked ruffian with tiny bloodshot eyes and thick, ugly lips looms over him.
I'm giving you one more chance, Klein. You're going to handle them punchboards?
I can't put out punchboards for children to throw away their nickels.
What do you mean you can't? The kids eat them up.
But it's like stealing. Nobody ever wins.
So what? They keep trying, don't they? And every nickel comes in you in a split. There's 1,000 chances on each of them boards. That's $25 apiece.
What do the children get for their nickels? Does even one child ever win anything?
Are you nuts? None of them punchboards are on the level. They're all fixed.
That's why I don't want them in my store. Better those nickels should buy butter and milk and eggs.
Ah, what's it to you how they spend their dough?
To me, it's a lot. This is a poor neighborhood. Prices for food are high enough. Children shouldn't be throwing away nickels on gambling. And such gambling, nobody wins.
Okay, wise guy. Get up on your feet.
No.
Come on, out.
Please. I'm an old man.
You ain't so old you can't be taught a lesson. And the boys don't call me muscles for nothing. You gonna put them punch boards in?
No. No, I can't. I can't do it.
Maybe you'll change your mind after...
Crumpling under the savage blows of the punchboard racketeer, old Pop Klein drops to the floor, unable to protect himself against the sudden, vicious attack. Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are on their way to the candy store. But the question now is, will they get there in time to save the poor old man from a horrible beating? Be sure to listen tomorrow for Chapter 1 of the most exciting racket-busting story you have ever heard on The Adventures of Superman!
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.